WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An arrest was made in a weekend armed robbery of a convenience store employee. 30-year-old Stantoris Perry O'Brien is accused of holding a pistol to the neck of the worker who was in the process of getting into his car after finishing his shift at the Fast Start store on West Highway 21 early Saturday morning. The employee told police Perry held a pistol to his neck and took the money in his wallet. As Perry drove away, the employee got the license plate of Perry's SUV. Police found him about 2 hours later at an apartment. Officers recovered most of the money and the handgun that's believed to have been used. Two of the four construction workers injured in Saturday's roof collapse at the new A&M Equine Center are out of the hospital. Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the victims were near the top of the 35-foot tall roof at the time of the collapse.
They were on elevated devices tying together steel for the roof structure when something caused it to collapse, and four of them fell on top of the debris.
Humphreys says it looked like the roof of the 300-foot-long barn collapsed in a domino effect.
The debris kind of collapsed to the side. And since they were in elevated devices, lift trucks and things like that, they were up above most of the debris and actually fell on top of the collapsed structure.
Once the injured were rescued and the remainder of the building was stabilized, a secondary search was conducted. No other victims were found. A 35-year-old remains in critical condition at St. Joseph. The barn is part of the $35 million first phase of A&M's $80 million equine complex. For about 14,000 Brazos County property tax payers, you have an extra day to make your second half payment. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says that's because the normal deadline of June 30th falls on a Sunday. While the deadline isn't until a week from today, now is the time to ask any questions.
We have a finite number of people here to answer the questions, so if you're calling and all the lines are busy in that department, you may not get your answer for a while, and if you're depending on getting that answer on the last day, it may not happen. So please, if you have questions and you're going to call, call earlier rather than later. Call early in the week. Find your stubs, find your information, and or go to the website and try and be prepared.
Payments can be made any time at the drop box outside the tax office in downtown Bryan, by mail as long as the postmark is July 1st or sooner, and online, which adds a convenience fee. The message boards are out along the freeway warning motorists about the start of a multi-million dollar upgrade. Starting tomorrow, southbound traffic will not be able to exit at Harvey Road and the southbound entrance ramp from Harvey to the freeway. Additionally, the southbound service road will be closed from University to Harvey, and in the freeway's construction zone, the speed limit will be 60. This will be taking place for the next 2 months as part of the nearly $10 million project that will continue through the end of next year. The City of West has filed a lawsuit against the owners of the fertilizer plant and chemical supplier. This comes 2.5 months after a fire triggered an explosion that flattened buildings and killed 15 people. City officials accuse Adair Grain of being negligent in how it stored ammonium nitrate and that CF Industries was liable for an inherently hazardous product. The lawsuit, filed in the State District Court in Waco, seeks unspecified damages. Representatives of the plant and chemical company declined to comment. Texas lawmakers have passed new state house political maps, satisfying the original reason Governor Rick Perry called the legislature into special session. The Senate gave final approval yesterday following House passage on Friday. Representative Cal Cassell of Rural College Station says there wasn't much debate on two of the three maps.
The Senate and the congressional maps went pretty easy. Obviously, we spent more time debating our own House maps.
Of course.
But the big stick there was up in Dallas area, and I think we resolved some of those issues.
Minority groups say that those maps don't reverse the discrimination, and their lawsuit is expected to continue. And hours of late-night abortion debate in the Texas House have delayed votes on transportation funding and new sentencing rules for 17-year-olds convicted of capital murder. Also, with the 30-day special session ending at midnight tomorrow, lawmakers may now have to scramble to advance those proposals. Democratic lawmakers used parliamentary technicalities and stall tactics to delay a vote on a major abortion bill until after 3 this morning. But the majority GOP eventually approved banning abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and requiring that all procedures take place in a surgical center. The bill must clear a final House vote and win Senate approval. Still, just getting it this far meant delaying work on other measures. WTAW News Time is 7:12 at 75 degrees. This is the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zorneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
The weather is hot, steamy, and sticky. That means you need to cool off, and the Rattlers convenience stores are the place to shop. Rattlers June specials include 2 gallons of ice-cold, fresh Oak Farms milk for only $7. Treat the kiddos with any flavor, Bluebell ice cream pints, 2 for only $3. And after a hard and hot day's work, pick up a 24-pack of any Bud, Miller, or Coors family of beers for only $18.99 where applicable. Rattlers, located close to wherever you are. Rattlers, friendly, clean, text in. It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 2.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has an entire family of machines built to handle your adventures through any season. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where we sell and service fun, not tractors.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7-8-2013.
Good morning, it's 7:15, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure is going to lead to lots of sunshine over the next several days and some very warm temperatures. Highs this afternoon should be right around 95 degrees. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be near 75. We're sunny and we're breezy tomorrow. Afternoon highs right around 95. Clear breezy tomorrow night with a low of 75. Wednesday and Thursday, more sunshine and hot. Temperatures Wednesday and Thursday between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. The Brazos Valley Bombers already clinching a playoff spot. Their record now 19-3. Sam Humphreys breaks his own A&M record and moves on to the World Championships. And we've got baseball updates for you as well, all coming up, plus NASCAR action with sports at about 7:50.
This just in.
Wow, this sounds important.
It is.
Oh, my.
Hostess, which went bankrupt last year, is back up and running under new owners. And they say they plan to have Twinkies and other snack cakes back on the shelves starting July 15th. Company says the cakes will taste the same. Oh, what? No, like they were going to change the flavor?
I apologize for not including that in our news.
That's all right. You have a finite amount of time. That's why I'm here to supplement.
I'm just glad it's somebody else that didn't get a story Scott wanted this
time.
Yeah,
exactly. The company says the cakes will taste the same, but the boxes will bear the tagline, "The sweetest comeback in the history of ever."
The sweetest comeback in the history of ever.
Do think that's pretty good.
So there you go. It's Twinkies back on July 15th. I'm hoping people line up for them. That'll be interesting. Also in food news. New food news. Pepperidge Farm has decided to create a nostalgia juggernaut by fusing Goldfish crackers and mac and cheese into one cheesy orange product.
Oh, that does sound interesting.
They'll be rolling out a new line of Goldfish cracker-flavored macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
The orange box is actually full of Goldfish-shaped pasta with their smiling little faces and everything.
Oh, now that's kind of fun.
Don't your children hate that they're eating a smiling fish when they eat goldfish?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure
doesn't.
I enjoy the
she
smiling fish.
She eats them by the
best.
Handful.
Okay. The line will roll out with four cheese sauces. There'll be butter parmesan, cheesy pizza, nacho cheese, and cheddar.
It is my cheese.
That's right. The sauces are reported to be made with real cheese and somehow no artificial preservatives. I'm not sure how that'll work out, but nonetheless.
I think it's possible.
Extending the brand. That's
Which is
what it's all about.
Good if you like goldfish.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Do they still make the pretzel goldfish?
Oh, I love those.
Not that I know of.
Okay, because
those were like my favorite.
Those were not bad. Those were not bad. I found a snack at the Grocerotorium this weekend I thought was interesting. It's like if you'd taken a pretzel and you'd run a steamroller over it and you squash it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And they're flat. They're little thin pretzel thingies, that's a pretty interesting deal.
They're really nice.
All right, okay. Anyway.
They're really good with hummus.
Oh, and gosh, what isn't?
I'll tell you what else they're really good with. If you throw them into a bowl of popcorn when you just popped it. Well, actually, normal pretzels are good too, but they absorb all the heat. So you got these hot little pretzels down in your popcorn. It's really nice.
Where'd you get that? Is that Martha Stewart?
That's just something my family does.
Oh, okay. All right. But not these pretzel flat things? I thought this was a new product. Is this not a new product?
We've been eating them for several years, actually.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe they just changed the display in the store.
Yeah. No, I think they used to be like only at Sam's Club or something.
Oh, I see.
Now they're at other places.
All right. So you get warm pretzels and popcorn all together.
And you can stack them with cheese and little bits of ham and all kinds of
stuff. Well, yeah. No, I can see it. It's like a pretzel cracker kind of deal.
It's nice.
You can load it up with things.
And they're a little bit sweeter than a normal pretzel.
Okay. And of course, you can dip them in chocolate.
Yes, you can.
These are the kinds of studies that make and underemployed people go crazy. A study from the research company Captive finds more and more people are catching up on household tasks while at work. They're putting together grocery lists, they're researching gifts, or they're looking for new handymen to go work on their house. It's called homing from work.
Homing
from work. According to the Captive Office Pulse report, 93% of people home from work or work on home projects while working at the office, and the other 7% are lying. Homing from work activities include online shopping, surfing, running errands, and in-store shopping. These workers are most likely catching up on financial matters, buying gifts, or just doing personal mailing and shopping. These workers justify the non-job tasks as making them better employees because it helps them keep a better work-life balance. Well, no, actually, if you're running around on the internet doing your errands when you're supposed to be working, that's probably not an acceptable work-life balance, but that's okay. They say it makes them more productive. So that means that if the boss comes in and catches you, you turn around and yell at the boss, but it's making me a better employee.
Well,
Don't yell at the boss, buddy.
At least they're not worrying about their home problems if they're doing it at work.
Yelling at the boss does not bode well for most folks.
30% of the respondents say they put in more than 9 hours at the office each day.
Wow.
Well, that I don't know. I'm not sure. My thought is that there's a lot of people who are putting in 12 hours that goes along with the other people, so it averages out to 9. But just saying, 93% of the people work from home or work on home projects while working at the office. So there you are. Instagram adding video to their site in addition to not just those photos. Experts say it's another instance of Facebook and Twitter trying to one-up each other. Facebook, which owns Instagram, and Twitter owns Vine, which is basically a collection of various six-second videos we talked about last week. On Instagram, your video can be a whole 15 seconds long.
Hey, hey.
And you can use some Instagram famous filters as well. So, if you do that kind of thing.
We should make an Infomaniacs video.
Well, you know, speaking of videos, let me tell you how that can make you some money. If you're trying to grow your financial family tree and make ends meet, then here you go. It's Ryan and Veronica Herr of Normal, Illinois. They enter video contests that are sponsored by products. They've dressed their four young children as mashed potatoes, had them play music on the house gutters, and transform one daughter into looking like Barbara Walters and a white Whoopi Goldberg.
Why would you do that?
Because they've made $75,000.
Get out of here.
Ryan and Veronica, he's 30, she's 28. Get word of a video contest. They think up an idea, then they script it, they costume, they film, they edit. They undergo a marketing campaign of sorts via email and Facebook and word of mouth to get friends and family and neighbors to vote for them. And the results, in 2008, they won a $40,000 Dodge Grand Caravan.
Wow. Sounds like Normal's the new Hollywood.
Yep, from the TV show The View, plus $15,000 in cash. In 2010, they won $5,000 from the Bob Evans mashed potatoes people. And in 2011, they won $15,000 via Children's Advil.
All right, gentlemen, it's time to get to work.
Man, no kidding.
We could do some Brian Broadcasting publications.
Well, now
jump on this.
We had one of those. What was it? Celebrated Work Day. Ask Frito. He's got it.
No, the only video I ever saw is they were like throwing something off the balcony.
No, no,
that's
no.
Kind of
they did it. They did it every day with Liz Bethany.
Oh, did okay. Yeah. Was she always doing something?
Yeah.
Or as Veronica explains, I always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. We think it's very important for a family. So when we started to have one, we knew that we needed to find some way to get a little extra money. So there you go, $75,000 later.
Holy
that sounds
mackerel.
Like that's a pretty good plan that works.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Did you know that 1 out of 300 homes and 1 out of 20 pools have leaks? Don't let yours be one of them. If you suspect a leak, call American Leak Detection. The original leak specialists, we've been in business for over 39 years. Using the most advanced technology and sophisticated electronic devices, we're the recognized leader in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094 or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
It's the 13th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos, and it's time for you to vote for your favorites in over 100 categories. Last year, 14,000 voters cast over 300,000 votes, and you need to make sure your vote is in there too. Vote online, but only once, at bestofthebrazos.com, or pick up a ready-to-mail ballot at Hudson Creek Memory Care Center, the law offices of Jeff Paradowski, Jewelry and Coin Exchange, Kilgore Insurance Group, and Coffee Bridge. It's the best that money can't buy. The 13th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. Call Messina Hoff at 778-9463 extension 234 to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE extension 234.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 96 or so for a high temperature. Winds up, though, 15 to 20, gusting up to maybe 25 miles an hour. And we'll have that for the next couple, 3 days. So be aware of that. The high temperatures and the wind will dry your plants out. 76 for a low temperature each night. And then we're going to be up around 100 by the time we get to the end of the week. No mention of rain at all. Right now, southeasterly winds at 7, 94% relative humidity, and we have fair skies, and it's 75.
Washington County Tract and New Holland have 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland tract as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. Our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor. People and products you can trust.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The president of the Chicago Teachers Union, Karen Lewis, delivered a scathing speech at the City Club of Chicago. She's a product of the Ivy League. She laid into her enemies. She attacked members of the status quo who run the schools and who advise Rahm Emanuel. She said these people know what good education looks like because they have secured it for their own kids in really good public and private schools. When will we address the fact that rich white people think they know what's in the best interest of children of African Americans and Latinos, regardless of income or education level? And she then attacked venture capitalists who try to improve education for poor and minority kids. There's something about these people who love the kids but hate the parents, she said. She accused them of using little black and brown children as stage props at a press conference while announcing they want to fire, lay off, or lock up their parents at another press conference. Now, she posed this question to her audience. When will there be an honest conversation about the poverty, the racism, and the inequality that hinders the delivery of a quality education product in our school system? Well, that conversation will come, Ms. Lewis, after the honest conversation we have about a liberal so blinded by class envy and racial hatred that she doesn't even know whose taxes support the education system that her union has helped to destroy.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Guys, remember when you could work all day, play all night, and romance was electrifying? And then you got older and tireder and most likely bigger around your waistline. What's happened? It's simple. You're losing testosterone. Well, now you can safely and naturally boost your testosterone with Andro 400. Here's an email from Bob in North Carolina.
After about 6 weeks on Andro 400, I lost 10 pounds, all in my midsection. I have more energy, I'm more relaxed, and my libido has increased fivefold. I'm 58 years old and beginning to feel like a teenager again. Your product has delivered exactly as advertised, and I'm elated.
Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. Get your energy back. Lose belly fat. Recapture romance. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit emeraldridgeestates.com. today.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at amco.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The roof of a large barn being built at the new A&M Equine Center collapsed, sending four construction workers to the hospital, three with critical injuries. Two of the three were released from St. Joseph yesterday. A 35-year-old remains hospitalized. College Station and Bryan firefighters responded to Saturday morning's call.
An approximately 300-foot-long barn structure that was under construction had collapsed, injuring four of the workers.
Bart Humphreys of the College Station Fire Department says the workers were near the top of the 35-foot-tall roof, tying together steel pieces when they fell and landed on top of the debris.
Since these patients were visible, and we didn't have to do any what we call extrication, didn't have to lift any debris or shore up or secure anything, we quickly committed crews to get in, get the patients, and get out.
No other victims were found following a secondary search that was done after the remainder of the barn was secured. The location was on the $35 million first phase of A&M's $80 million equine complex. The victim of an armed robbery over the weekend in West Bryan was able to record the license plate of the getaway vehicle. That led police to find the suspect 2 hours after the holdup. 30-year-old Stantoris Perry of Bryan is accused of the early Saturday morning holdup in the parking lot of the Fast Start convenience store on West Highway 21. An employee told police he had finished his shift and was walking to his car when Perry pulled out a handgun, pressed it to his neck, and demanded his wallet. The employee said Perry took his money and drove off. Police found the SUV Perry was driving outside an apartment complex and was arrested. The pistol is believed to have been used, and most of the money was recovered. Tomorrow begins a $10 million reconstruction of freeway on and off ramps that will take through the end of next year to complete. The first phase closes the Harvey Road exit to southbound traffic, along with the southbound exit ramp from Harvey to the freeway, and the service road from University to Harvey will also be closed. These changes are in effect for the next 2 months, along with a construction speed zone of 60 miles an hour. If you're among the 14,000 Brazos County property tax owners who chose to split your annual payments, the second half is due a week from today. If you want to wait until the very last minute, tax assessor collector Christy Rose suggests using the drop box outside the tax office in downtown Bryan.
Quite honestly, what is dropped in the drop box on that deadline, we are not going to get to that day. So we're not going to process it or start working on it until the following day. So you're going to have a little more float there if that's what you're looking for. But we will get to it within that week, usually, and we'll process it. So you'll have a couple of extra days by taking that step.
The second half payment deadline is usually June 30th, but because that's a Sunday, property owners have until the next day. The original reason for this special session of the Texas legislature has been resolved. The Senate gave final passage to voting maps for their districts, as well as the state Senate and Congress. State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says the boundaries of his district don't change.
They don't realize how blessed I am, and I'm glad nobody wants to take all my good people.
Minority groups continue to say the maps headed to the governor don't solve discrimination issues, meaning their lawsuit is expected to continue. With tomorrow the last day of the special session, Cassell doesn't rule out a continuation.
I'm the eternal optimist, but I tell you what, I think we will get to reconvene before the next session for sure. I think we will have a second special.
With the voting maps out of the way, lawmakers are focusing on abortion, juvenile justice, and transportation. Speaking of the latter, the governor's plan to use part of the rainy day fund for highways is not going over very well with some.
The bill would siphon off half of the oil and gas tax money from the rainy day fund into the highway fund. Appropriations Chair Jim Pitt says he isn't so sure they have the votes to pass the constitutional amendment in the House or even in November with the voters.
Number one, this doesn't fix it. The voters will think it does fix it, like lottery. People thought lottery would fix public ed. And if we have to come back and do something else, it would hurt that.
Pitts believes this revenue source would only cover about a quarter of the need. It's expected to hit the full House for debate on Sunday. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
And 2.5 months after the West Fertilizer Plant explosion, the plant owner and chemical supplier have been sued by the city. Unspecified damages are sought against Adair Grain for being negligent in storing ammonium nitrate that came from CF Industries. 15 were killed and hundreds of buildings destroyed and damaged from the April 17th blast. There's been no comment from representatives of the chemical company and fertilizer plant. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The prosperity bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, prosperity bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure across the area will be responsible for sunshine the next several days and warm, warm temperatures. We'll be up around 95 later this afternoon. Clear, warm tonight, 73 to 78. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm again tomorrow with afternoon highs approaching 95. Clear tomorrow night, it'll be breezy, 73 to 78. Wednesday, more sunshine, high temperatures 95 to 100. It stays hot into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All starts with starting pitching. Mike Walker came out, keeping them off balance.
And he kept them off balance for three in a row. The Bombers are just on fire. 19-3, already clinch a place in the playoffs. All-American first-round pick Luke Joeckel signs a five-year deal, plus more with sports. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
So it's the College Baseball World Series, two out of three, right?
That's yep.
Starting up tonight.
I believe that is correct, sir.
You know, it's interesting. UCLA...
UCLA?
Yeah. I mean, they don't score a lot of runs, but they've...
they don't allow any runs
yeah,
either.
Yeah, they don't either. That's so they end up winning. No.
Is that how it boils down?
That's it. No team has won more NCAA national championships than UCLA.
No kidding.
No more. They have 108 team championships, but they've never won a baseball championship.
How many of those were basketball in a row?
Well, though? Yeah, that's true. But and it's interesting when you go look at it then, the number three team with, 98 national team championships is USC. So, I mean, both of them right there in Los Angeles. Then sandwiched in between is Stanford with 104 team championships. So you got a hundred.
How many of those are underwater basket weaving and water polo?
So here's what's there. You got 108, you got 104, and you got 98. Those are the top three teams for national team championships. Number four is Oklahoma State. Huh? Yeah.
Again, but I mean, how much of that goes
back
to...
And that one's wrestling. See, but, that one's wrestling.
Wrestling, but yeah. I mean, you know, then do they count the equine stuff?
No, they don't. No, they do not. Those are not counted. They are, these are basically NCAA team sports, and equestrian doesn't fall within that category. But that's the thing. Almost all of Oklahoma State's were wrestling. So you can always make statistics lie, right? I think
that's part of their recruiting package.
Yeah. And A&M's, I think, is about 15. I'm not exactly sure, but I think that's it. Okay, here we go. It's more. I don't know why, but Monday ends up being maybe our food day, food news day, and so with food.
Have you got anything without spam in it? Well, spam egg sausage and spam. It's not got much spam in it. I don't want any spam.
Why can't you have egg bacon spam and sausage?
That's got spam in it.
Not as much as spam egg sausage and spam.
Yeah.
Could I have egg bacon spam and sausage without the spam? What do you mean? I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam.
It's the famous Monty Python spam, spam, spam.
Did you know that's the next thing at us? Is it Stage Center or the Theater Company? Theater Company here in BCS.
Doing what?
Spam-a-lot.
Oh,
that's
they?
The next show.
The traditional can of spam, a product that's been around, way too long. And in fact, you probably can still buy some of the first batch.
I think I have some in my
pantry.
Those cans that have been out there are now being joined by a plastic resealable tub that can be kept in the fridge.
Hey, hey.
My thought is, why?
Well, that's what I did anyway, because most people are not going to eat the entire can of spam in one go.
No,
you know?
I don't think I want to see those people. You're right. That's true.
I would take mine and put it in a Tupperware with water to kind of take some of the salt out
and then cut
slices off.
Now you won't have to do that.
It's
now
true.
It will come in a plastic tub.
How exciting.
That you'll be able to put right in there. The change in pack is just the latest ruse, which includes introducing breaded fish finger style spam sticks in some countries designed to win over your young adults and children.
Ugh.
Let's get them fattened up early.
God.
There's no reason to wait.
So now we're going to have battered spam.
Yeah, something like that. At the same time, the manufacturer has made an effort to win over the gourmands by developing spam with garlic or other added ingredients such as black pepper. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's still spam.
That's more versatile if you buy the plain kind and add whatever spices you want anyway.
You know, about 5 years ago, as a reaching out in kindness to my cohorts here in the morning, walking through the grocery-torium, I found aluminum packets of spam.
Oh, yeah.
That you could tear the envelope open. And you know, I gave those to Tom and Chase, and I don't think either of them consumed it. I was crushed.
Oh, I would eat that.
You've obviously gotten redneck co-hosts now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
me and Kevin would be all on
y'all
that.
Y'all would be all on that.
Okay. I had spam last week for lunch one day.
Did you now?
Yes.
But did you mix it with anything or you just...
I cover it with Tabasco sauce when I put it in the pan.
Oh, well,
he eats it cold
that.
With spam jelly.
No, I do not.
Spam jelly.
I do that. I put a thing of cheese on it and that's not a bad lunch.
Okay. See, I like it in fried rice. Personally,
I could see that
with pineapples.
I think we've officially sickened Scott.
That's okay. No, that's fine. I like to hear from ways that be. I brought it up. That's right. Yeah. So, did anybody watch Nick Walenda cross the Grand Canyon?
Nope.
I've heard about it.
Amazingly, the elapsed time wire to wire there 22 minutes and 54 seconds. Nick said he had to go down to the wire twice to stop the oscillation and give him something to focus on. He also spent a lot of time during the crossing thanking Jesus. Afterwards, he said there was a lot of dust in the air as well. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be up there sneezing, would
no.
you?
No.
Towards the end, he began thanking people like the Discovery Channel, and then he ran the last several feet to the end. He said, I got to get done. Well, there was a producer at the end giving him the wrap-up. You know, come on, buddy, we got to get our commercials in. And he works without a net, and I didn't see him. I heard an interview with him, and apparently he doesn't dress in, like, the leotard thing, you know?
What was he wearing?
Oh, he wears, like, jeans and a shirt.
Eh, why not? If you're comfortable.
It's just right. It's just one of those, you know, kind of a pedestrian thing. Just let's go out and walk all over the Grand Canyon. Of course, he doesn't use a net either. So
did you know he's from Florida?
I had no idea. And
no wonder he's a daredevil.
The famous Walendas. So I guess everybody saw the supermoon. Everybody wanted to, probably did. The supermoon on Saturday night. The closest point to Earth that the moon will be, yeah, till next year. But anyway.
Thing was huge last night.
Until next August.
Well,
right?
It's a perspective deal, which is really interesting. You know, because when you can see it in perspective to things that you understand the scale and size of, it does. It makes it look a little bit bigger. In truth, 14% bigger, I think.
Wow.
It seemed bigger than that.
I understand, but that's why I say just statistically, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, well, full moons tend to do that. That's true.
I'm Regina, and I found my inner athlete at Aggieland Fitness Dome. It's possible to get in top shape, drop pounds, build muscle, and actually have fun doing it. And did I mention it's indoors? I need boot camp. I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Find your inner athlete with our indoor boot camp. Try your first boot camp for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. And if you're going to sell a house, now is the time to do it because things are changing.
Oh, interest rates are creeping up. You know, over the past couple of years, the government's been dumping a lot of money into mortgage-backed securities, trying to make everybody happy, right, stimulate the economy, get people buying homes, and it's working. And so, you know, investors are going, okay, wait a minute. Everybody had their hand in that cookie jar. So at the low 3% interest rate, the brokers, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the hedge fund managers on Wall Street were all taking a little piece, and there was really not a whole lot left for investors. Add that to the announcement last Wednesday from the government that they were going to slow down on buying the mortgage-backed securities, and we saw a 0.5% jump the next day, and I'm thinking that we could see rates as high as 5%.
What would be the cutoff for the length of time that you've lived in that house where you would want to sell it to make money on it like this?
Usually 2 to 3 years.
So now is the time. Go to ZARealestate.com to find out more information about Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Understanding and patience can go a long way in marriage. It can even transform burned biscuits into an opportunity to shower your spouse with love. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I'm told of a story about a family gathered for dinner. The mother got the meal prepared and set everything out on the table. It all looked delicious until the kids noticed the biscuits. They were badly burnt. The weary mother apologized, but the father simply smiled at his wife, slathered the hockey pucks with some butter, and ate without complaining. He even said, "I love a burned biscuit every now and again." Later, one of his children came to him and asked why he hadn't thrown the nearly inedible biscuits away. And the father said, "Your mom had a long, hard day at work. She's so much more important to me than whether or not my food was a little charred." Much of having a successful marriage is learning how to be patient with imperfection. Each of us is prone to mistakes, after all, and could use a little smile instead of judgment when things aren't going well. A little grace can diffuse a lot of conflict. In fact, many arguments might never get started in the first place if couples offered one another their support rather than their anger. So if your marriage serves you a burned biscuit, slather it with some love, understanding, and grace. It'll make that hard circumstance a whole lot easier to swallow. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hey folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 10 Mortgage. exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our amazing 10 mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 10 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 10 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The amazing 10 mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 10 years, one entire decade, till the year 2023. Today's super low initial rate on our amazing 10 mortgage is all the way down to 2.99%. APR 3.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The amazing 10 mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Brazos Valley Bombers expanded their first place lead in the Texas Collegiate League and upped their record to 19-3 with a sweep over Victoria. Last night's 7-1 victory was boosted by a pair of home runs, a 3-run shot by Alex Mercado in the first, followed by a 2-run dinger from Graham McIntyre. Head coach Kurt Dixon praises his pitching.
All starts with starting pitching. Mike Walker came out. Keeping them off balance, attacking the zone, not walking guys, and then able to run into a couple balls, make it up to 6-1, making the plays. We kicked a few there, had some bad hops, but kicked a few there in the seventh. But great demeanor by Kurt Giller out there on the mound to fight through it, get those two big strikeouts, and keep rolling with it.
Walker and Giller were two of four pitchers who held the Generals to one unearned run on only three hits. The Bombers resume their homestand tomorrow. Hosting the East Texas Pump Jacks, first pitch is at 7:05. All-American and first-round draft pick Luke Jokel signed a 5-year deal with Jacksonville Jaguars. The number 2 pick overall in the draft inked an almost $14 million deal. The cap structure has him pulling in around $4 million in his first year. Texas A&M senior Sam Humphreys broke his own school record in the javelin and placed second at the USA Track and Field Championships to earn a trip to the World Championships held this August in Moscow, Russia. Humphreys threw a career-best 272 feet, just a little over 3 feet better than his old record. Dion Lindor won a national title in the 400 meters at the Trinidad and Tobago National Championships. He's also an Aggie. And also competing in Trinidad was Wayne Davis II, who placed second in the 110 hurdles. They both are headed to Russia, too.
Swing and a drive out into left field. How about they coming on? And it falls in front of him for the base hit. Martin rounds third. He scores. Profar stops at second. RBI single Ian Kinsler, and the Rangers lead 2-1.
Kinsler singled home the tie-breaking run in the seventh to lift the Rangers to a 2-1 victory over the Cardinals, and it looked more like a football score than something at a baseball game.
Deep fly ball right center field. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Ryan Sweeney with a 3-run homer. Cubs lead 11-4.
That brought Sweeney's RBI total to 6 yesterday, and the Cubbies routed the Houston Astros 14-6. Strawberries and cream, anyone? It's Wimbledon. It begins its 2-week run today at day one of the Grass Court Grand Slam tournament. Here's the 2012 winner, Roger Federer.
It was never supposed to be easy winning Grand Slams, and I'm ready for the challenge. I like tough draws. I don't shy away from them. There's anyway no control over it. All you can control as a tennis player is who you play and who you face. And that's up to the draw to decide.
Federer starts his run at number 8 against Romania's Victor Hensku in the first match of the year on center court. Chicago Blackhawks captain Jonathan Toews didn't play in the third period of Game 5 in the Stanley Cup Finals on Saturday night in Chicago, leaving his status in question for Game 6 for the game in Boston tonight. As it stands, the Hawks are hopeful their captain will be ready to go. Quote, Johnny is doing much better today, according to coach Joel Quenneville for the Blackhawks. He said Sunday he's progressed. We're hoping and optimistic that he might be able to play Monday night. The Boston Bruins faced a must-win Game 6 tonight, trailing the Blackhawks 3-2 in the Stanley Cup Finals. 15 of the last 22 teams that have won Game 5 in a tied series have gone on to win Lord Stanley's Cup. Ken Berger of CBSSports.com reported the Clippers and Celts have reached an agreement to release Doc Rivers from his contract, with the Celtics allowing him to sign a Los Angeles contract in exchange for a 2015 first-round pick. Clippers have also agreed to pick up the 3-year, $21 million deal that was left in his contract with the Celtics. In NASCAR, Martin Truex Jr. snapped a 218-race winless streak yesterday with a victory at Sonoma in California.
Just so glad this thing's out of the way because we've been so close, and I feel like now that we got this one out of the way, we can do it a whole bunch more.
Truex pulled away after the final restart and built a lead of more than 6 seconds over Juan Pablo Montoya. Montoya fell off. He was running second at the time, and Jeff Gordon ended up finishing second. Carl Edwards rounds out the top three. And finally, journeyman Ken Duke made a 2.5-foot birdie putt on the second playoff hole Sunday to beat Chris Stroud at the Travelers and earned his first ever PGA Tour victory. Stroud had chipped in from 51 feet on the 18th hole to force a playoff. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. Visit normandytractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
I'm Regina, and I found my inner athlete at Aguilin Fitness Dome. It's possible to get in top shape, drop pounds, build muscle, and actually have fun doing it. And did I mention it's indoors? I need boot camp. I need Aguilin Fitness Dome.
At Aguilin Fitness Dome, you inspire change, and we inspire results. Find your inner athlete with our indoor boot camp. Try your first boot camp for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit, and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
I don't know, without going into great detail right now, in the next half hour, we're going to tell you why we all have to stop eating meat.
Oh, no!
No, we do.
We're going to die.
Well, we are. You know, we are going to die. But
so we might as well eat it, right?
Well, no. No. That's a very selfish feeling. You need to be thinking about a world global focus. Just letting you know. All right. high temperature today, about 90s.